Hey, y'all.
Hello.
We're back with another episode. I'm Vic Jagger.
I'm Miss Porter Did It.
And you are listening to Season.
Season.
I felt you about to jump the gun.
I was going to sing it while you said it. And I said, let me let her have a moment.
I'm going to sing it while you say it. Yes. We are back, and we discussed this episode probably the night before.
Okay. Yes,
because we knew we wanted to do a different world. We have not given a different world love in a while.
In a minute.
And
I mean,
honestly,
I feel like we always reference it.
Yeah.
Somehow.
We do.
Yeah. It's a part of life.
But we reference every show,
we do.
I feel like.
This is
Martin
true,
the most. There's
no,
a Martin quote
true.
For anything and
this
everything.
Is true.
Today, y'all, we are doing A Different World, Season 4, mm-hmm. Episode 4. This is Whitley's Last Supper.
Why do you do my girl like
there
that?
There were so many moments, and I was like, oh, that's Miss Porter right there. That is
I
her
really
all
am
the way.
Whitley. I said, damn.
Yeah.
I felt her. This entire episode, I felt her. I feel like that's my life right now.
Wow.
I feel like I'm in a transition of like, oh.
Take them away.
Yeah, just having to be more like disciplined.
Discipline is probably the hardest. Really, discipline and consistency. Because mm-hmm. I feel like you have to be disciplined to be mm-hmm. consistent with something.
Agreed.
And both of those things
are difficult.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
are.
So shout out to everybody that is.
That's a good point, though. Them going hand
staying
in hand
consistent.
With anything.
With anything, for real. Because it's hard out here.
It is.
All right, so this episode opens with Whitley in the mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who could survive without a mole? Man, that is you.
But
it don't have to be a mole. Let's be clear. Because I feel like that's what you was about to go.
No. What I was going to say to try to justify it, this is also the field I work in. That's how I justify it also. My love of fashion and the arts and shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I work in the fashion industry.
Okay.
Thank you. I have friends that I assist with projects.
Yes.
Thank you.
So that means that you always have to be
scrolling the sites.
It's scrolling for me.
Scrolling the sites. Online shopping gives me trouble the most, but in this time.
Yeah. I don't
I can
to
relate
them all
because
often.
It's nothing in there.
Snickerdoodles still.
And Jordan 1s.
Man, I just saw somebody.
Snickerdoodles and Jordan 1s.
First of all, I like Jordan 1s.
I like
and
them
second
too.
Of all,
I just
I was,
can't
I was
do.
Talking about the Jumpmans. Somebody just posted that with a whole outfit. And
but there's certain Jumpmans that are okay. That's what I'm saying. It's not all. There are certain Jumpmans.
Now, hold on. I don't know with these Jumpmen. Look, with these Jumpmen
were.
They were
hybrid Jumpmen?
I don't know what these Jumpmen were.
Were they
but they
hybrid?
Had the short set to go with it.
See,
I don't
nope.
think.
And nope.
Somebody on social media was like, he said he would rather wear something. It was so wild. He did not want that outfit.
Jordan 1s, Auntie Anne's pretzels, and snickerdoodles.
I'm not mad at that selection, though.
Are you kidding?
Because I will go to the, I will travel. We just had a debate about Auntie Anne's needing standalone places.
Like
because,
little hubs, little expresses.
Right. Because we don't want to go have to go to the mall.
So I'll be driving to Tanger.
Is it Tanger
Auntie
or
Anne's,
Tanger?
Whatever. I'll be driving to Fort Washington. How about that? I'll be driving to the outlet.
Tangerine?
Or Tangerine. But no, seriously, I'll drive.
To get what?
Pretzel. They the only people. If I have a taste for
ooh,
Auntie Anne's pretzel,
so, you from the area?
Pretzel.
Pretzel. I'm trying to get a pretzel.
And hold on, what's on it? Because I had this argument too. What type
it's
of pretzel?
There's only
you get?
One way to get a pretzel. Cinnamon.
No.
Sugar.
I don't want anything. What? I don't want salt. None of that. And
get
I don't want no dipping sauce.
Mustard.
No.
You don't have nothing.
Give
on
me
it.
The
doughy
bread
pretzel.
With the butter. It don't be dry, be dipped in butter. I can't
well,
do
I've
the sugar.
Well, I've never gotten a plain pretzel from Auntie Anne's, so.
But the regular that. Ones be dipped in butter.
I never get
they
a regular.
The toppings.
And it always got cinnamon sugar on
mm-mm,
it.
That's too much. It's too sweet. And you probably dip it in the little frosting joint.
I don't even get the frosting. See, yes, I'm about to start singing the song for your ass in a minute. You know what I'm talking about.
Why are we going there? Why are we going there over the frosting? On the bristle.
Because this conversation turned real greedy. However, nah, the they butter. Fill us.
Anywho.
All right. So back to this episode. Mm-hmm. Ron comes in with, I don't even know what it, I guess it was a plant in the shape of a person. Whitley called it blind justice because yes. they had the scales of justice. So she got it for her daddy.
Yes.
Who's a lawyer? Is he a lawyer or a judge?
I think he's a judge.
Okay, yeah.
I think.
And one thing I observe is that Ron is always flirting with Whitley.
And very As overt always. With it. Like, so, not a secret.
So does that make you think about how his best friend actually married her? The one that he was crushing on, flirting with, now his best friend, his man's, is
ends up with her.
Right. So I'm, fellas, we gonna pose this question for y'all. Y'all can hit us up on social media. Are you looking at your man's a little different, or do you look at it like, yeah, secretly, like I got the one that he wanted.
I think it's all of that. But does it matter? I think, so this is what I think. Mm-hmm. I think on the other side.
This is what I think.
Okay. I think on the other end, men have a different set of like rules and standards than we think they do when it comes to stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like sometimes, this probably can go both ways, we might inflate our presence in the guys. You understand what I'm saying? They may be like, I mean, yeah, that was, I ain't really like her like that.
I feel like it's
more to it. We make it more than what it is sometimes. But I just think that there's certain things we'll never know when it comes to how men be thinking about that. But also, how much time has passed? Is it like,
remember when they went on a date and she wanted some, we talked about that Bernaldis, episode.
She was making Dwayne jealous. Whitley was messy.
It was funny though.
Oh my Lord, but Ron, but I also feel like Ron tried. Wait, but who was flirting first? That's the other thing. Who
Whitley made their interest known? I don't think she has ever flirted with Ron.
Not between Ron and Whitley, between Ron and Dwayne. Like, was Ron the first one to be like...
Yes, because he was like the thirsty one on campus who was flirting with everybody.
So then does it count if this nigga's just thirsty?
I think so.
No. If he's thirsty, period. Does it count if he's always flirting with everybody? Like, do you take that seriously? That's what I mean. Like, Dwayne probably like, that's all he do. He flirt with everybody. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think he really liked Whitley.
And then he ended up with Kim. And Freddie.
I was about to say, but he really ain't want Kim like that.
Is Ron Future?
He didn't have no baby.
Wait a minute.
However, but I mean, think of all the women that he has had, though. Like, Ron always had a joint sleeping over or, you know.
It's that skin taper I couldn't do. He always had, he was fresh, always had the J's.
He did.
He always had the J's. He kept a job. He was a hustling ass nigga. Played always the drums. Got a job. Played the drums.
It was a stash.
He was in a fraternity. the porn stash.
It was a stash.
Yeah, I can't do the skin taper. It's the skin taper high top fade. If it's like a
was
boofy.
Was it a high top?
It was. It never, a little quite to
it. It never quite went skyscraper
it had
on
a
it.
Little new growth to it.
It was kind of how, you know, guys have them gel twists forever. How they never quite get the length. That's his high top never quite
curled.
That's no, fine. It
so
it
Ron
grew.
Came through with the plant.
Yes. Whitley is hoping that her dad broke up with Monica. Mm-hmm. Now, we know Monica is a young thing. Her
is the young new wife or
what?
Girlfriend at the time. Had he married her yet?
I think they were married. And there was some competition there.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
On Whitley's side.
On Whitley's side. Because she's like, well, how girl. You going to have... Now you're going to be spending your money on her?
What about me?
Jaleesa enters the apartment. Jaleesa has been a grown woman since A Different World started.
Yep, since orientation.
Jaleesa, I want to say, wasn't she married to Walter when
she
they
was
first?
Married. I don't.
No, maybe not married.
She was married and divorced.
And then.
And her and Walter dated.
Okay.
Yes, her and Walter dated. But yes. Jaleesa was married, just not to Walter.
Jaleesa came in after a long day. She always was sick and tired of Whitley.
She was sick and tired of life.
If you remember, Whitley begged her to even move in, period. She didn't even want Whitley there, which now I understand. You want your own space. Ron said that Jaleese looked like Aunt Esther. I hollered.
But Ron, please.
Jaleese said that her boss basically said she has a personality issue, like short temper. Quick to criticize. And when you think of her time as an RA.
That is Jaleese.
Was she an RA or was she just?
I think she was just an older student.
A mentor.
No, I just think she was an older student.
Letty was the RA.
Letty.
And then
Letty was
Letty
in every
Divine's
movie. Stevie.
Well, Whitley said that Jaleese is too old to change at this point. Okay.
Jaleese was like 25. And that was like a little. Whitley was
that was a little shady.
25.
And I'm gonna tell you why that was shady, because during this conversation in this episode, her daddy then said you on your fifth year. Man, wait a minute, Whitley.
Whitley definitely was a super senior.
We know a few super seniors who were in college.
I too was on my fifth year.
Were you?
I too graduated in five, but I think
no. I mean, when you started as a freshman,
for sure.
Did you know any?
a good amount. Undergrad, not grad.
But it was funny because Dwayne was actually watching Whitley walk away, and here come Keanu. I was like,
girlfriend.
Oh, this is the episode with Keanu in
it. This is weird. I said, this is, but
Dwayne was disrespectful
completely, and Keanu could tell every time. She was like,
"You just gonna stare."
And gawk over this joint like I'm not standing right here. He ain't even hide it.
Not only that, he admitted that he was watching her because she was hot. But to his point, men, this is a man's way of thinking. I'm going to just go ahead and tell her the truth. Because
I think I'm
going to
get out of it. But how dare you say, nah, she look good, don't she? Stop.
You better slap two
please,
of them eyes
like, boyfriend.
You got to.
The back of that fade would have been punished. I said he didn't even try to hide it in any way, shape, or form.
Now, Freddie and Matthew, they have been quizzing Kim for days.
Who's
we know
Matthew?
That Kim is.
Matthew is.
Matthew is.
The white cousin at the HBCU.
Freddie's cousin.
Yes.
I appreciate Freddie's natural style. She was one of the ones that, especially back then, who wasn't afraid to wear her hair, her natural hair
out.
Oh,
absolutely.
We didn't see that. Did we see that? Maybe.
But
I'm
you
trying
know
to
what?
Think of like the styles that, because Kim's style, I was like, now wait, are they doing this on purpose? Because she's been stressed out for, because baby, I don't know.
Kim's hair.
If they layered it like
when
that
I look
or
back
if it broke
now,
off.
I'm like.
Did you see Kim's hair?
It was a breakage.
It was break, like right
I
in the
said,
middle though. I was
Kim's
like,
hair used to be terrible. Because, again, even till now, they don't really know what to do with black hair on in media. Seriously.
It was like a bump.
Makeup, all of that.
It
still
hair.
Is terrible. They put, like, they glued a pack right in the top and just chopped that, like.
The bang was
just
chopped
it.
They could have did my girl Kim better. I liked when she had the shortcut, the pixie.
Never. Nope.
I did like the pixie. It was a little bold.
Kim's hair
kinda.
Has never been cute. The only time is when
that.
She had the Whitney Houston, the little wet and wavy bob. It was she had.
You
it
thought
for,
that one was
that
better?
That was better than that bowl.
Than the pixie?
Yeah. Mm-mm. But that's in my point. They've never really known what to do. Everybody here, Jaleese here used to be fried until she started wearing the French roll.
And when she was with the Colonel?
Yeah. And that was a weave.
Whitley said it looked good.
But that's what I'm saying. They don't know how to do certain textures. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Again, Freddie's hair, Whitley's hair. That's another topic.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Go. Mm-hmm. So Kim, our med student, she's doing a practice test. This is the test before you take the big one. Mm-hmm. And she's stressing like this. And Mr. Gaines, she's going to study so long, she's going to give her brain a Charlie horse. And I only mention that because we all needed a Mr. Gaines. We all needed that one, you know,
to reel
parent
you back
figure.
In.
Yeah.
We didn't have that.
We had Miss Jury. She wanted to keep us from
Ms.
indulging,
overindulging
in the cafeteria.
She act like she bought that food from home. That's not even a lady's name. It was
not.
Just an older black woman with a short haircut. So we called her
again,
Ms.
another
Jerry.
Reference. A Martin reference right there.
Miss Jury might still be at the refact too.
Might be. So Freddie and Matthew cook up a plan to get him to take a break from studying. You always need those friends, I would I would say. Mm-hmm. You need those friends who see the hard work. They like, all right, you need to take a break. You
balance.
You stressing. Yes. You'll do that. Yes, you'll be like, come out the house. Come outside. Because you ain't about to worry. They ain't calling me every 5 minutes asking.
Just come outside.
Come outside.
And you do, like, my whole mission, I feel like, in 2024 has been, like, realizing how much we take adulthood too seriously. Mm-hmm. So and not that we shouldn't be, like, responsible, but I feel like we think we have to, like, earn our fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. think about how many times, even when you're home chilling, it's like, I got to clean up. I need to be doing this. Did I pay this bill? Did I do the laundry? Did I fold the clothes? And it's like, why? You know, you can just go outside and have a good time and you don't have, it's not like a merit system.
And it depends on, you know, I think it depends on people's, like, the goals that they have set for themselves. Mm-hmm. And then if you feel like for me, I know sometimes it feels like if I'm just sitting around doing nothing, then I'm not working towards this goal in my head.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the problem. Because it's nothing wrong with that. But thinking like that all the time is why I'm like, well, you know, like,
sometimes you can take some time. No, I mean, it's an adjustment. But I'm just saying for the folks who cannot find that break in life, because mm-hmm. it always feels like, okay, if I'm not working on my business stuff, then I need to be get my house in order.
Right.
If I'm sitting around watching TV, I probably got a notepad near
because I'm supposed to be doing something.
I'm going to be jotting down something or working. So it's very intentional mm-hmm. for you to actually take time out, whether it's an hour.
Yep, and say, let me just do nothing, or let me just do something
that you enjoy. Mm-hmm. Do something that brings you joy.
So that is why I am the friend that would be like, you've been in that house too long. Come on, let's go do something. And she is going to call me every other minute.
Sometimes.
Fussing and cussing.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm doing better with enjoying my time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Instead of like always having that working mindset.
What was the change? It was exhausting. What made you say, mm-mm?
I was exhausted mentally. Like, I was almost to the point of where I thought, I probably am exaggerating, y'all, but it felt like I was about to have a nervous breakdown. No, I'm like, it just felt like I was swimming against the current.
Doggy.
So I'm trying to, right, and I'm getting tired fighting for your life. To do this, yes.
And I always say, I don't want to have to get to that. I feel like I mm-hmm. always completely exhaust myself before I'm like, I need some time off. Now I'm trying to schedule it. So like even having something to look forward to, just be making all of that worthwhile rather than, that's, oh my God.
And it doesn't have to be, don't think that you have to plan a big old thing. Like, listen, I take a drive. I am good for taking a drive. Mm. And that alone can clear your mind, especially when you listen to a bomb album.
I was about to say, do you listen to something or you need silence?
Girl, that Renaissance album has gotten
that
me.
That is your album, baby.
It really
is. Yeah, I still love it too.
I mean, no skips. So. Yeah. For sure. Do that, y'all. Do that. All right. So they're going to plan something for Kim. Mm-hmm. And Whitley is at dinner with her daddy, who is like, listen, you're in your fifth year of college. You got to start learning responsibility. After fifth year in college, you still not responsible. And to be fair, mm-hmm. Whitley does think she's being responsible because she's preparing for her condo. And then she's buying things to fill her condo.
To fill her living quarters.
So she's, in her mind, she probably is being responsible.
Yeah,
by not
for adulthood.
At least I'm not calling you daddy to say, hey, do you like this?
Should I did this part by myself.
Yes. He's just getting that bill. So
exactly.
He was like, give me your credit cards. And the funniest thing was, she was like, I saw your lips moving, but I didn't hear anything.
You want me to do what?
You want me to say, huh? But can you imagine?
No.
Because the way he was shuffling them credit cards like a deck of cards.
Well, the thing
cards.
Is, the fact that she had an Uno deck of credit cards to begin with that her father was paying the bill on.
And he
I can't
knew.
Even relate, my
he
nigga.
He was like, where's the Neiman? We need the Neiman's like, card back.
Girl, I'd have been just like, God knew.
And God she looked knew. Like she was about to bust out crying.
But hold on. This is, when I was watching this is so ignorant.
Yeah.
But I said, God knew to make my mother a single mother.
Man.
Because if I had it, because my mother, listen, a father that's going to foot the bill on everything.
You want that. And I'm still going to get a zaddy that's going
to. A zaddy.
foot the bill.
Sugar daddy with no. With minimal,
no, I didn't.
With
now,
minimal
with,
sugar.
Now that's where you
with no sugar.
See how you took it.
No, I was asking for clarity.
You said sugar daddy.
And
I
you
didn't say nothing.
Zaddy.
About, I said zaddy.
Yeah, so we clarified.
A zaddy and a sugar daddy.
What's the difference?
It's very different.
Is it very?
It's very.
Is
different.
Sugar involved?
A zaddy is somebody that I can be in a relationship with.
So zaddy with a Z.
Yes, and sugar
more,
daddy is more 65 and older.
Oh. Hmm.
Here lies the clarification.
Cool. Okay.
Zaddy is, yeah.
My man, my man, my
man. My man.
Hmm.
Do y'all really want me to get a man? Y'all really want to hear this?
What?
Prepare
you
to
my
be
man,
my
man,
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 my man.
Girl, I'm just.
You know what? I probably won't even tell nobody.
Shit. Yes, you will. It's going to slip out. Mm-mm. If you got a good one and a real one, it you talk about that should just slip out in everyday sentences because it's like, I was like, yeah, because you know, you talk about, you know,
Lafon,
you just,
cause
Lafon, yeah, and
Rashad no.
was like, and
I don't think
like,
I'm going to be that girl. You're that girl. I don't think I'm going to be that girl.
I'm a lover. All
Me
day.
Me too.
Yep. That you're that girl. It will slip out.
You are that girl.
All day.
So I'm going to let it be known I have a man. My man. But the funny part was her daddy toasted water to her.
She was disgusted.
When she was about to cry, he was like, cheers.
Parents will troll you the worst out of anybody. Good God,
yes.
You will take all of my resources and then we will toast.
And the funny thing is, you know, we talked about on the radio show, we talked about things that our parents used to say that used to annoy us as kids.
I was listening this morning. somebody said something about slipping and sliding that had me.
Just because some like.
Just because it slipped don't mean it's going to slide.
Yes. And don't think because I let you slide that you being slipped.
Yes.
Or something like that.
I said, ooh.
That was the first
black.
Time I heard that.
Me too. I had just turned the radio on. I was cracking up. I said, babe, we all have a shared experience.
Man.
All these quotes our parents gave. And
yes. Because
like,
I brought you
saying.
In this world. I take you out. Used to be like a threat and you never really wanted to try it to see. But as an adult, these kids will drive you. Listen.
I'll push you right back.
So they plan to get Kim to stop. To stop studying.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie, played like she was unconscious, y'all. They're in Dwayne and Ron's apartment. Mm-hmm. They're like, it's an emergency. Freddie is having a medical emergency. Kim runs in, of course. It's like, no brainer. She ready to save the day. She about to do CPR on Freddie. And Freddie pops up talking about, stop, hammer time. But did you see every, I had to rewind it. Did you see
the
every
dance
person?
Hey, yes.
Dwayne was doing the running man. Freddie was doing the typewriter.
Baby.
I don't know what
Matthew
was
doing.
Worst
typewriter I ever
doing.
Seen.
Yeah.
Dwayne's running man was tired too.
It was.
Everybody's
was
a mess.
It was wide. He looked.
And Freddie was giving remember the time as opposed to the typewriter. Freddie, what is you doing, sis?
So Kim is like, listen, I have an exam tomorrow. One thing about a baby, you will not get me to party the day before I have to
do
something
to do.
Super important.
Mm-mm.
Like, that's not going to happen. Mm-mm. Ron comes out and crowns her queen of Kappa Lambda Nu because you're brainy, you're beautiful, and you're mine. What? This is what we're talking about with Ron.
Messy.
Because I don't think they weren't dating or
that's
anything.
That's what I'm saying.
He throwing
anything at the wall to see if it's going to stick. We talk about him and Dwayne. Kim and Whitley was best friends. Anything.
And Freddie
anything.
And Kim were friends.
Anything.
He's trying to run through the whole friend group. We see y'all. And trust and believe. All the guys who think, yeah, I done ran through the... Trust and believe. You are in the group chat.
My God. Community pain.
I ain't even gonna put y'all on it. Just know that part.
Oh man.
So he asked him to dance one time before she left. And here come this fine man out the room.
Tall.
Kim was like, oh, all right.
I think I got a little bit of time. She said, I can make some time. So
you got time, then I got time.
Listen, but hold on. So is he well no. You explain the difference. I was about to say, so was that a zaddy?
Yes.
Or potential to be one?
It's the potential to be one because he was fine. He was tall. And
he got right to it.
Yes. And he was about to, you know, they slow dancing.
Yeah. In the middle of the party. I said,
and when you slow dancing, that means you can get a little nuzzle going. I learned about nuzzle.
What's a nuzzle?
Nuzzling is when the
hit up in the face crook.
Right here.
Yeah.
Right close, not quite the clavicle, but right on the little scoop of the neck. Okay.
And that little
and I
right
said,
there.
He get the nuzzling. I might get the good. I knew you would like that one. Because I said, you know I knew you would like that one. Because it's factual. Actual, factual.
Yes, it is.
Just know, fellas. You get the nuzzling.
Okay.
So, the funniest part of this episode is when they came to repo her furniture because her daddy was not playing games. And Whitley is who we're talking about. They done rolled up her rug.
Yes. Everything.
They took the pillows off of the couch, threw them in the middle of the hallway,
yep.
Tossed her on the pillows. Mm-hmm. And I would like to say that that is embarrassing. You would never catch me because this is her ex and her ex, her
new
ex's
joint?
New joint stay there.
Watching you getting, and baby. Y'all be beefing.
And she's always saying some slick. That's
that
all
Keanu needed. And Dwayne
should have came out
dumb.
Picking her up.
Ugh.
Yes. Whitley yelled for Ron and Dwayne to come out. Like she is being attacked. And yes.
Girl.
And Ron gonna jump on the man back. And that man was about to
fling
him.
His little ass.
The Ron, way he slammed him up against the wall like a roach. Yes. So Whitley was like, he's pulling the rug from right under me. And what did he do?
Yanked that motherfucker rug.
Pulled that rug. Literally.
Yanked it right from up under.
And so she had to admit that her dad, you know.
He dried up the funds.
Told her that she spends too much money. Mm-hmm. They agreed. Because you got to remember, they're all in college. So you remember how
neighbors.
We were in college struggling, trying to make sure we had at least $5 if we could get a slice of pizza or something.
And the dollar menu.
And when it was a real dollar menu. And so what did they tell her that she needs to get on? What? A budget.
She was like,
a budget.
What?
Ron said it's in the dictionary between broken back and busted butt.
Budget.
And so when Jaleesa comes up, why are they taking her couch? And this
and
is what reminded me of you when Whitley was like, hold up. Y'all thought that was my couch? Y'all thought I would buy something like that?
Like, take that. You thought that belonged to me? Please.
Does that look like something I would buy? They sport all the way. Jaleesa got happy for 2 seconds. She thought Willie was moving.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And so it cuts back to the pit where Freddie said that she hadn't seen Kim have that much fun in so long, which is really good when you see somebody who has been going
let
through something.
Let her loose a little bit.
Yes. Because they always let loose off a couple of shots. Get them loose a little bit. Then that's it.
Couple wine coolers.
You want, yes, because they had to tell her to go home. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Gaines, who is the manager of the building, bought all types of Polaroids, all the receipts of their damage from the chip paint.
But wait. Why I never realized he owned the building until
well,
this.
He was a manager.
I said,
but then, but no, because it
was
an episode.
Connected to that. I didn't remember that.
Mm-hmm. So Kim,
like my man was destitute. He was not.
He was not just because he was working in a pit.
Nah, but when go ahead, I'm gonna get too deep.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Kim aced her test.
Yes, she did. She got a B.
Yes. But the way that she made them think that she failed it,
they were
talking about she even answered one question, Funky Cole Medina.
They were like,
that tells you the time that we were in anyway, because Funky Cole Medina.
But hold on. This is, well, yeah, that's the 80s.
What?
I'm gonna say
it was early.
The 80s.
Early Funky 80s. Cole Medina?
I'm talking, yeah, I was like, damn, that was around. I don't know why I felt like that was around.
Oh, you
like,
was around.
I was alive.
Basically, Whitley has to beg now mm-hmm. that she's on this budget. She has to beg Jaleesa to,
she has to be vulnerable.
To stay, yes. Mm-hmm. And she has to start paying rent and back rent, which I didn't know she wasn't paying nothing at all.
Yeah, she was spending her money doing what she wanted to do.
You're not going to be shopping like that.
She decorating.
And you staying at my house for free?
In a fur.
So they're going to split, right. And they're going to split all the bills now. Mm-hmm. So they're on the fire escape, Dwayne and Whitley. Mm-hmm. And Whitley said, basically her dad set the tone. So really her dad is responsible for making her the how she is.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. So he had been giving her extravagant gifts since she was 16. Mm-hmm. She didn't show the tennis bracelet, the rings, and all of that.
Yep.
And she said, it's a cold, cruel world without a cosigner. Now, that was funny. But Dwayne said, this is a chance for you to show everyone how independent and strong you are. Whitley said, I'd rather be weak and taken care of. I said, if that don't sound like conversation.
Give me your money. Let somebody else make the decisions, please. Yeah, I just want to know what it feels like.
Man,
honestly,
I don't. I feel like that's a lot of power to give somebody.
But I want to
not have to work.
I don't want to have to think.
I just want the freedom.
Yeah, like freedom. I don't mind contributing whatever my. I feel like I can contribute my best if I didn't have to exhaust myself in other areas. Real talk. If I didn't have to work, what? But I can't work like I do. And
everybody's working.
But that's what I'm saying.
One way or the other.
Well, listen, I'll do another type of work.
Oh.
I mean, back to season 4, episode 4.
Yes. Dwayne said, you can always count on me, baby. Baby.
Can you dig it?
Until Keanu called.
Yeah.
And he was she said.
He scrambled his ass.
Itchy, gitchy, ya,
he got up off that patio. That's what he did.
Later.
He escaped that fire.
Whitley was like, I'm so lonely. Whitley, you can't show your hand like that. Now, one thing I will say is.
He tried to rub up behind her and nuzzle.
And
he nuzzled her and probably rubbed his joint on her back.
It probably did jump.
Absolutely. He walked up behind
because
her.
Because of how he was gawking at her.
See
when
what
she
I'm
was
saying?
Going down the steps.
That's what I'm saying.
Keanu ain't even know he was out there nuzzling.
Trying to get guzzled. He was. Because he wouldn't have stopped her. He would have stopped Whitley.
No.
Yeah.
I mean.
And I'm sure Keanu
none of
knew.
Them.
I know. But Keanu got fed up with that shit anyway. Like, look, y'all can.
Yeah, because Keanu was smart.
Y'all can have
she
each
went
other.
To Avery. She was good.
Y'all can have each
Dwayne.
Other.
Dwayne didn't respect their relationship.
Mm-mm.
Because he definitely didn't heal from his situation with Whitley.
I think he wanted to, but I think that they could not be denied, them two.
Because now that I'm thinking about it, they were in a relationship before,
yeah.
Whitley and Dwayne.
And
so for
up.
Ron to still be flirting, that's kind of.
Anything.
Okay.
That's it.
Y'all let us know
what
you thought of this episode. Go back and watch it again. And if you watch that part where they all partying in the apartment, I want y'all to look at every single person that was there.
Every person's moves. Every single person.
Horrid. And as always, you can hit us up on social media at Season Podcast. Until next time, I'm Dick Jagger.
I'm Miss Porter Did It.
And you have been listening to Season. Oh, is that the instrumental?